This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. In the world of professional football in the UK, the town of Bolton is well known, and if you follow it, you would know that name. The Bolton Wanderers, a famous football club known by sports fans throughout the world. But there's one player, one name that became world news during a game back in March 2012, Fabrice Muamba. Now, there were 36,000 fans watching this FA Cup quarterfinal, worldwide TV audience, and they were playing the Tottenham Hotspur. Well, suddenly, Fabrice collapsed, fell onto the ground head first, face first, I should say. He'd gone into this sudden cardiac arrest. It was a shock, serious. It's rare, but it does happen, regardless of a person's age. Now, Fabrice was only 24 when this happened, and the crowd at first didn't realise what had happened, but it became evident. The fans were upset, they were stunned, and some of them in the crowd started praying, and the paramedics came on and tried to save his life. The amazing thing with this true story is that there was a heart cardiologist in the crowd that day, and he ran down to the pitch and intervened and actually saved this young man's life. The heart had stopped beating for 78 minutes, and remarkably, 36 hours later, Fabrice regained consciousness. He eventually recovered after about 4 weeks. And it was, if you remember that, a sensational news story at the time. This talented football player, he suffered no brain damage, but he was forced to retire from professional football. This is what he said. "I'm walking proof of the power of prayer. Someone up there was watching over me. On the morning of that game, I prayed with my father and I asked God to protect me. He didn't let me down. It was pure chance that Dr. Dina was in the crowd that day, and I owe him everything. He is the reason I've been able to hold my baby son again and continue with my life. I wouldn't be alive today if this doctor had not been at the game." Now, when I found that story, I thought, here is a miracle. Fabrice Mbaba's full recovery is a miracle. If you like, a resurrection after 78 minutes of physical death. Atheists might say, oh, well, it was just coincidence. The doctor was there. He applied his medical knowledge. So the question is, did modern science alone save him? Surely when Andrew Dina, the doctor, ran to the ground and used his skill to save a life, surely he was God's agent for that moment. And I believe that's true. It was special providence that God had overruled and saved this young man's life in a remarkable way. So do you believe in divine intervention? Now, that's an event when God intervenes, steps in the ordinary events of everyday life. Ask Greg, a man called Greg Candelia. He lives in Houston. He worked for, or still works, I assume, for IBM, travels the world, and he had a very hectic schedule and had him booked on the ill-fated Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. This was the 7th of March, 2014. And at the last minute, Greg cancelled his booking. He said he was just too tired to keep going. Now, he says that this was divine intervention. "Some would call this luck," he said, "but I absolutely consider it 100% the grace of God." As we think about this topic, and we could spend many mornings talking about this divine intervention, it's good to remember Isaiah 55, verse 8 from the Scriptures. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." In other words, the plans and purposes of God are far above us. Let's face it, God can do whatever he wants, including intervening in my life and yours if he wishes. Now, I can't pretend to understand this topic, and I do know people have had divine experiences, but there it is that God is actually moving in our world all the time. You're never quite sure where God is going to pop up. We don't really have to wait for dramatic events like that which happened in Bolton in the UK at that football match, because I believe that God is intervening all the time with his love and his goodness. And all we've got to do is look around and pray, for God is with us today. Well, Lord, how different the world would be if we could all love one another. Sometimes we need to be blind to the differences that we see in other people that we may not like. Help us to love them unconditionally. We need you to open our eyes to see the good in everyone. Thank you that you are a God, a divine God, who can intervene. Amen.